Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are going to start out today's show with Freddie Hubbard, the great trumpet player, and this is his debut album. He was 22 years old when this was released in 1960. We are going to hear the title track from the album Open Sesame. It's got a great quintet, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Clifford Jarvis on drums. Let's listen to Open Sesame.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ah, yes, one of my favorite John Coltrane's compositions, Equinox. But that was performed by a great quartet of George Garzon on tenor sax, Peter Erskine on drums, Alan Pasqua on piano, and Derek Oles on bass. Name of that album, Three Nights in L.A., a 2019 release. And I used to love going to see George Garzon on Monday evenings in Boston at the Lily Pad. But I'm happy to see that they will be performing here in the San Diego area at the La Jolla Athenaeum for Music and Arts. That'll be next month in May. Looking forward to that one. Tonight at that same venue is going to be Orrin Evans and Kevin Eubanks. And they just released an album called EEE, Triple E, standing for Eubanks Evans Experience. But let's listen to Orrin Evans and Kevin Eubanks, I Don't Know. Thank you.
Thank you.
three fine guitarists were featured in that last set. I'm speaking of Kevin Eubanks, Andrew Renfro, and Tony Davis. Let's start at the top of the set. From Orrin Evans and Kevin Eubanks, the album is EEE, Eubanks-Evans Experience, brand new release, 2022. Kevin Eubanks was the leader of the Tonight Show band with Jay Leno for many years. We heard the track I Don't Know. After that, two guitarists from the Hartford area. First one we heard was Andrew Renfro playing along with Luke Selleck on bass. Andrew went to school at the University of Hartford, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz, now resides in LA here on the West Coast. Name of that album is Small Vacation. We heard that familiar tune, the Glenn Campbell composition, Wichita Lineman. After that, we heard from Tony Davis, also a Hartford-based musician, and his freshman album is entitled Golden Year, a 2020 release, and we heard May This Be Love, a Jimi Hendrix composition. Let's continue on with a San Diego drummer. His name is Justin Joyce. He just released an album entitled Story Tales, a fine album featuring Matt Hall on trombone, Ian Harland on vibraphone, and I love the way those two players create such a fine sound with those two instruments, the trombone and the vibes. And the rhythm section is Ed Kornhauser on piano, Mackenzie Layton on bass, and Justin Joyce leading this group on drums. Let's hear from this brand new album, Story Tales, the name of the track, Placid Pandemonium. Thank you. That's Justin Joyce, a fine drummer here in San Diego, and his brand new release, Story Tales, we heard Placid Pandemonium. That'll take us towards the end of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for listening, folks. We're going to finish things up with Armando Anthony Correa, better known as Chick Correa. We certainly miss his presence in the jazz scene, as he sadly passed away in February of last year. So we're going to finish out tonight's show with a great recording he did. Name of the album is Antidote, featuring the Spanish Harp Band. We're going to hear Admiration. Thanks for listening, folks. See you next week on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.